Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's Catherine.
Hi, it's Hella.
This is your favorite podcast,
Trusty Hogs.
And we're about to play for you our best of episode.
From the year of our Lord 2023.
That's right.
Please enjoy such funny moments as when Helen shit herself.
When Helen pissed in a corridor in a hotel.
When Helen had a cyst that ruptured.
When Helen got her eyebrows lamentated.
And when Catherine got a call from her girlfriend. Enjoy!
Hey, I contribute other shit to this podcast.
The time Catherine went to Pilates. The time Catherine watched an episode of The Great British Bake Off. The time Catherine colour-coded a bookshelf. It's a wild ride we've had this
can
year.
Strap you,
in and
just,
get ready for the roller coaster of 2023.
Helen, can I just tell you this? I keep trying to do material in my new show about whether or not I want to have kids. And honestly, half of the audience just looks at me like, what? Because I'm aware my vibe is a woman with three under five who runs a type chip with a fair hand. They're like, you don't already have kids. No, I don't. I'm just like this.
Enjoy the clip show.
And then let us know if you're a Catherine or a Helen. Enjoy.
Through the fog. Step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
And this'll be our year. Took a long time to come. The zombies, welcome to 2023 with the Trusty Hogs.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Catherine.
Don't blow your nose mid-intro. You can't. Are you joking? Why is January kicking my ass?
I know this.
It's kicking my asshole.
It's right. Physically, it's kicking you in the asshole.
It's kicking my asshole.
There's God's foot up your anus.
It won't stop kicking my butthole.
The toe's stuck.
It's in me.
Yeah, it's in me.
January's toes in my rectum.
Why is my poo not coming out?
Get
oh, now it's coming
January,
out my mouth.
January's blocking the way.
Right, you are lacking in vitamins very significantly because you haven't received. And I know you got like 30 minutes of sunlight on your face or whatever. It's not the same. It's so important to have sunlight. You I would recommend a blood test. And I love that I'm in control of this because I've had so many mental breakdowns around this time of year that I've only figured it out like 3 years ago.
Question?
Go for it.
Can you just ask for a blood test?
You can if you're like significantly struggling with your mental health in January, which no doctor, but you in a bad way, girl. Catherine said, and I usually arrive crying. And Catherine was like, no. And I was like, look who's in a miserable mood.
I tried to do that thing where I was like, can we not talk about me, but that's so unusual for me that everyone was like, what? And I was like,
also, my first instinct was to sing I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King to cheer you up. And you just started a conversation with them.
I did. Thanks so much for having me. And can I just say that I think that you are the two most beautiful women in the world.
You can't say that. You can't say that because you mustn't lie. Hey, welcome to the show. We're like a fun show of fun vibes. Here's a question. Mm-hmm. Not one I've ever asked a guest before. What do you think you know of our podcast, since you seem in the know? You seem like a research guy. What do you think
bullshit
you know?
Bullshit if you ever listened to an episode.
He's not claiming he has.
Okay. No, I'm not saying I have. I'm not saying I haven't.
What do you know of it? What do you think of it?
It's like
what space does it hold in your mind, George?
Two ladies talking about stuff, and people love it. I know that.
Wow, Continue. That's really rude. No, the fact that Jordan wasn't like two comedians, he was like two ladies.
Stupid whores. That's the subtext of it.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely sounded like my brain suggested another word and I also corrected
some. Two bitches.
Do you honestly think it's just us talking?
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
No, it's actually grade A banter 247.
It's right. Comedy.
Yeah. No, I get. I understand. I understand that's...
Remember that funny bit we did earlier?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Aren't you having a great time?
Yeah, this is great.
Aren't you already having such a laugh?
Yeah.
You know what? Every now and again on Trusty Hogs, sure, we make a misbooking.
It doesn't always work out.
And today is that day.
It doesn't okay? always work out.
We've got
out.
Ourselves a lovely young man who, for some reason... you know, doesn't want to banter with us.
You wouldn't
Why?
Have to tell he asked to do it.
He's afraid of our wit. How about that?
Tell us your joke, Sam.
Oh, okay. So my uncle, he drinks a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He gets that real, he gets that coffee breath. I'm serious. We went on a camping trip. He blew up my air mattress. It was like sleeping on a tiramisu.
No! M's story reminded me that on the train, I went on a 4.5 hour train, the Lumo train, and sat down.
Oh, those ones are a nightmare. You can't take much luggage.
Yep. So I sit down and the guy, from what I can tell, like very tall in front of me, is on the phone. He's maybe in my head like 20. Mm-hmm. And from the start of this train journey, he's breaking up with his girlfriend on the phone. Yeah. And I was like, let me take out my headphones. Let me put them away.
You mustn't. You must just go silent on your headphones and leave them in. Otherwise, it's obvious.
They're too noise drowning. Okay. Like, I need this, obviously. Melissa was having a terrible time. She was being broken up with by phone. And they basically did this like thing where they would go in a loop where he would be like, yeah, I know. No, no one's going to think badly of you. No, I know. I won't tell anyone that. No. No one would ever say that. No, you know our parents don't approve. You know they don't approve. You know they don't approve. You know it. You know we can be friends. It's just going to take time. You know it's going to... We just need to be really boundaried. We just need time to heal. We just need to like have some... Okay, yeah. Okay, Melissa. Yeah, thank you so much. I know. I've loved you so much. I know it's going to be okay. I know we'll heal. I know we'll get through this. Maybe again in the future. Maybe again in the future.
Oh, no, don't say maybe again in the future.
I have to go now. Like... But we won't speak for a month. And then they'd settle the date and time. He'd hang up and then Melissa would call 5 minutes later and he would answer the phone. They did this for 2 hours. Now, every woman on this coach...
What about the signal?
Every time he goes in and out of a train, he calls, she calls back. We are
every
going,
tunnel, like, every, I love you, but I've got to... Yeah.
Every tunnel he waits, we go back. Wait for it, right? So this is happening. Every woman in this train is listening, obviously. There's a waning point where you're like, fuck me. I want to take the phone and be like, Melissa, babe, stop calling. And I want this guy to be like, okay. He has all the language of therapy, but none of the implementation. You know, he's like, let's be boundaried, let's heal. But he keeps...
Jonah Hill.
An hour and 45 minutes in. I'm not joking. An hour and 45 minutes in. And I know this because there was an audible like from every woman in this carriage. He goes, thing is, Melissa, we shouldn't be thinking about the future. We shouldn't be thinking about marriage. We're only 14. I basically get out of my chair. I'm like, what? I'm like, what am I? Then of course, I clock the signs. When he gets up to go to the loo, I realize, like, yes, he's very tall, but he has, like, no facial hair. Yes, he sounds grown, but his entire snack for this 4.5-hour journey was, like, cotton candy and pink popcorn. Genuinely, it was no. Genuinely, he just had like trays of.
It's not working like, out with Melissa because you're gay.
No, he wasn't. But it was like, whoa! It was wild. It was wild. Honestly, every woman, I swear to God, there was like a clattering. People just dropping, shipping. Like, huh? 14.
And the sad thing is, Melissa doesn't even come from a good generation of breakup music. Like, our generation, no. Now the breakup music is so empowering. It's like, I don't need him. I'm amazing as I am. Whereas we grew up in like, it's over. I'm naked on the floor. I'll never recover. I'll never be okay. Which is just, I prefer the vibe of like, my heart's been broken. I can't go on. I'll never recover.
I think Melissa has her soundtrack down though, because it was giving Olivia Rodriguez. Like, it was like, I shouldn't call you, but I'm going to call you. I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do this. It was messy AF.
Do you prefer that, though, to what we grew up with? With, like, I'll kill myself. I'll fucking do it. I'll do it. I'm done. Like, the good days of heartbreak. I'll never recover. You're the only one I'll ever love. You're it for me.
I'll creep into your head.
I'll drown. I'll drown myself. I'll do it. I'll fucking do it. I loved the noughties breakup music. There was just that, and then Rihanna being like, I know I'm unfaithful, but I can't stop. I'm just crazy. Let's get into the potato famine now and how you deserved it. No, I'm joking. Let's do a listener
Helen
problem.
Bowen.
Oh, no.
That made me so empty-bellied.
I know, I love a potato now.
Give us one.
Sometimes I
feel sorry. Go out to the shop and get us 2 potato waffles.
I was just about to say, sometimes I think about potato waffles and then immediately think about you, or inversely, think about you and go, oh, now I'm hungry for a potato waffle.
Do you put beans in each hole?
No,
me neither. Then.
Mine
That'd
is butter. No, I feel open to it, but we didn't grow up really eating beans. We grew up eating spaghetti hoops.
Different families.
You know, so I mean, we don't have time for this anecdote yet. I am starting it.
We do.
I actually never admitted to this publicly, so it's terrible. But
an exclusive,
an exclusive celebrity. Cret.
I'm sorry.
Years ago put in how I cook potato waffles is twice down in the toaster. Preach. At the maximum like heat.
Yeah.
Takes it 2 times and that'll does it. Yeah. Never the grill, always twice down the toaster. Yeah. No, before you ask, the frost from it doesn't cause electrocution in the toaster.
Have you never put frozen bread?
Exactly. Well, okay, this is the thing. Like, oh, what about the water dripping out of them? And you're like, no.
But if you're making chicken nuggets as well, then it is oven, because you might as well just do it all in the same oven.
Exactly. Shebang, but then you have to turn over the potatoes so they were crispy. Listen. Anyways, had that on my Instagram, and then this article was released that scientists have just found out that the best way to cook them is in toaster, and this is about 3 years later, and people started tweeting me being like, whoa, all this stuff, and I was like, lads, I have been preaching this for years.
People weren't grateful enough, were they?
And I'm like, oh, now I felt like kind of one of those men in an apocalypse movie who's been like, the government's been trying to no one ever believes me. I got my radio station on fire. And then like, wait now, you know that crazy old guy? We got to get to him before the flood hits Tennessee. And I'm like, it's me the whole time.
That's one of my favourite films.
Yeah, you know,
it's like,
but it's in all of the films. That same character pops up and no one ever believes him.
The waffle man.
And then the divorced husband who has never turned up ever, but suddenly is turning
Dennis
up in the
Quaid!
Middle of
Dennis
all of them. But that's
Dennis
again all made of a bit, man. You're like, Dad, I wish you and Mom will get back together. Like, no, he never turned up for us. And then he's like, come on,
I'm coming to the New York Library, Jake Gyllenhaal. Stay warm.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, listen.
Wow, this
that's
is the genre you guys are deep in.
And
all right.
So, like, deep impact, same kind of
there
story.
There we
wow.
go.
Straight women
and,
love a fairy tale.
So I was like, oh, guys, on Twitter. Anyways, Potato Waffles, Birds of Potato Waffles got in touch with me and said, can we have your address, Aisling? Because we want to send you something. And I was just imagining Willy Wonka's field of green, like,
here we go.
Tons of ice cream. Like, throwing potato waffles.
A lifetime supply. Like, a lifetime supply.
Yeah. And instead, I get sent in the post one box of potato waffles.
You're joking.
And
you're joking.
With freezer packs and everything around it. And I was like, oh my God, guys, that is like such a waste of, I could have gone to the shop. That is such a waste of like our nature's resources, of like, you know, the packaging around it.
Also mentally your hope and expectations.
My excitement. My hope, excitement. I kind of get a bit annoyed. I put them in the freezer and I send an email and they're like, oh, we're really sorry. We didn't mean to. We thought it'd be kind of funny, la, la, la. And I'm like, well, that's fine. I understand. It was very kind of you to reach out, but whatever. Then about a month later, I'd gotten through my other box of potato waffles and I opened these ones. It turns out they customised the whole box and I, with my ADHD brain, just didn't even see it. And on the front of this one specific box that they'd made just for me, it's like Aisling B original potato waffle toaster, like the whole they'd made. And I just gone, waffles? That's cheap. And hadn't looked at it properly. And these gorgeous kind people at the potato waffle factory had made me
an individual. Stop the production line to create this one.
And then I
kind
of tweeted a picture saying, like, oh my God, so thankful to the potato waffle company. But
not at all a waste of our planet's resources and actually a lovely.
I was eating humble waffle for the rest of the day. And I just didn't see it. It was such a kind, sweet thing. They bothered to like design a little
Stop
logo
to
in
fix
the corner.
It on our podcast. It's too late.
And I just like to take this opportunity.
No,
to,
it's too late.
Apologise to the potato waffle factory for
Look
you. Where you reach out. Where is it?
Straight ahead.
Straight ahead. Hello, I'd just like to apologise. I jumped to a conclusion and it wasn't the right conclusion and I reacted, I didn't respond and I apologise that for profusely. And I, as I ate my tasty golden waffles and I felt full, I also felt quite empty. And I'm so sorry for everything that happened.
So what have we learned from this? The Nothing? English give oh, an Irish no, person potatoes and they get angry anyway. So Anything
Very
we
close.
Do, it's a fucking problem.
Wow, Catherine.
I'm so sorry for bringing you here.
But don't you think?
She's a very hostile environment.
No, but I just feel really like...
Can you see, though?
I feel like I doing know. This. I'm like, why do you see me so
Because we have to be the victims.
Put on it. Put on Ashley's song. Quick, put on Ashley's song.
And dinosaurs. Let's solve a listener problem before this gets any more nasty. How about that? Our potato waffles and English company.
Bird's Eye Potato Waffles. Interesting question. More back after the break. There are no breaks in this.
There are no breaks. There are no breaks.
No, and no research actually. So I'm afraid nothing can be done there.
I feel like they're English.
No,
we'll never know.
Because if it's Bird's Eye, then it's Captain Bird's Eye. He's an English pirate captain, isn't he?
You think he's a?
But is he on an? Is he manning an Irish vessel?
R. No one's got an Irish boat.
R feels Irish.
Surely.
Ireland.
R.
Ireland. I feel like we're forcing that one.
Potatoes, and then he might be like, us, waffling Ireland. Us.
Because it is Bird's Eye, isn't it? So then it's the fish finger man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Bird's Eye potato waffles are waffly versatile. They go with cheese, chicken, eggs, ham. Have you never heard of that advert?
What the hell are you talking about? Come on, teens. The soundtrack of all of our...
I've literally never heard that.
What?
Do it again, do it again.
So I can't remember the exact... Yeah, you're too old to remember this youth song.
Okay. Fucking pathetic.
But so I won't get the list of foods right, but how the song used to go was like, Bird's Eye potato waffles are waffly versatile. They go with cheese, chicken, eggs, ham, beans, cheese, butter, friends. I don't know, I made up that last
Okay, butter, friends.
And they're waffly versatile. And that's the song.
It's so catchy.
I remember BNBN.
Yeah, well, this was the Irish, I guess, waffle obsession.
I feel like it was here as well. I'd love to do, if anyone wants to do a dubstep remix of that, Bird's Eye Potato Waffle.
I'm sure somebody
versatile.
If anyone wants to, you've done it. It's done. You've written it. It seems like it feels like perfect. Smashed it.
That's what being a teen is. Just dubstepping here, dubstepping there.
Could that be your strip song then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Potato waffle.
Oh my God. And you can have potato waffles covering all your bits.
With cheese, chicken.
This actually appeals to all of my niche interests, and I'm a little bit too excited. It's too much. I actually need you to stop because I need to calm down. I'm very excited.
And you can put the cheese inside of you.
Oh my God.
Like douche with cheese or something. And it goes with cheese and you shit it out onto the waffle.
No.
That was so good.
You ruined a perfectly lovely day.
I was actually
no, because you could wear a bra with chicken fillets in it, and you could be like chicken.
No, but if you
chicken.
Did put a little waffle over your bra, I would be very excited. A little waffle,
and then take them off, and then just like spaghetti hoops just drip down.
Okay,
that's hot. That's hot.
And then dry again.
No, because wet things make men hot. Wet things make men hot.
Okay,
they like wet.
Right.
As a feeling.
Rather than like if you were like sand, they'd be like, oh, no.
I think guys would rather I be moist than be dry, but over all over.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
They want you to be kind of slippy.
I think slippery, like a slippery seal.
Oh, because then it's like, gang, when I get you.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, God.
Men do love the chase. They love the chase.
The chase.
And they're like trying to hold your hand. They're like, no. Too slippy.
My secret sunflower oil.
Hey, favourite birds actually.
That's
what
you guys get on, because because Chip.
As you remember, Aisling B did her live dubstep potato waffles.
Yes, on one of our more Irish episodes.
This from Joe. He has made an actual dubstep waffle song. I'll play it for you,
Joe!
Into the studio, and I'll insert it into the episode.
Yes, please.
Here we go.
This is chicken.
I feel like I'm tripping.
You are.
Bird's eye potato waffles are waffly versatile flavor.
Okay, this is one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
Insane! Are you kidding?
Do you not think with a remix of Dolly Parton 9 to 5 backing track it would literally make this? Because it sounds like a 14-in-1 despite the fact it is one song.
This is unbelievable. Can I send this to Aisling B?
Please do, yes. I'll get it sent on WhatsApp to you.
Congratulations,
Joe.
Some would say that might have been a waste of a day for you, but not me. I think that was fucking flawless.
Are you kidding? Aisling's gonna lose her mind. That's so cool.
Wait, what was your school thing? What was your? Were you like a drama kid or were you a debate kid?
I suppose I was a drama kid, but we didn't really have a drama.
You were just presence. You're just creating it on your
own. Yeah, I was a toxic child.
So not actually the drama group, just running around being like, I know you're a fucking bitch.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She said you're a fucking bitch. I'm probably closest to a class clown, I suppose.
Nice.
I had a wonderful drama teacher called Miss Hennessy.
Shout out, Miss Hennessy.
Is she Irish?
She was not Irish, no.
Thank God.
But she, while everyone else was doing Duke of Edinburgh, she was like, do you want to do this thing called Arts Award? Which is basically like the drama version of Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh my God.
And I was like, well, you see me.
Was it just you and Miss Hennessy?
I don't think anyone else did it.
Oh, that's so
I think
sweet.
She probably offered it to other people. But then it was sort of like a Miss Honey until the situation.
That's
like,
so
I think
sweet.
You should probably do the arts award.
You're not going to want to do all that walking. Come on.
What
come
do you,
on.
How do you get an arts award?
There's like different things you can do. I wrote a play.
Whoa!
Age 17.
She's a prodigy. She's a prodigy. What's it called?
They always write the darkest thing.
Can we guess?
It's going to be bulimia, anorexia, suicide, death. It's going to be like every teenager for Jesus.
Divorce could be childhood divorce.
No, it won't be. It's going to be darker than childhood divorce.
I think you're giving me too much credit. I think it was, look.
Oh my God.
The setting of the play was I was in a paddling pool on the stage.
She's much more, that's very interesting.
Kind of abstract.
But what does it represent?
Exactly.
Grief.
And my father was played by one of my best friends, Claudia. Shout out to Claudia.
Shout out Claudia.
She's 17 as well at the time.
She's 17 as well at the time. Absolutely. She's wearing a waistcoat that I brought in from home.
Fabulous.
And she's, I'm unclear as to whether she was my dad or my adoptive dad.
Here we go.
But I was sort of, you know, a rebellious teen and she was my dad and sort of trying
I guess we can figure this out. How much did she look like you?
Well, she's white.
Okay, so adoptive.
Yeah. But I can't remember if that was in the script or not. Maybe it was a colourblind
casting. Colourblind casting.
So, like, we're looking for any race, any gender.
This was like a Waiting for Godot style two-parter.
It was a two-parter, but there were two chorus members.
Oh, Lolly!
Who I think were two girls, lovely girls, Leanne and Annie.
Hi, Leanne and Annie.
There was this song that we used to sing that was like...
In the play?
In school we used to sort of sing this, like, it wasn't like a nursery rhyme. It was just a really sort of haunting song that you sing it around. And you know, like when you're like 16, you're like, that song's so good, I need to like put that in something. And so then I put it in the play.
Well, like Frere and Jacket.
Yeah, that's
just
what
like...
I was thinking.
I think it's like a song. It's like not linked to any country or...
But it's like a nursery rhyme and you were all like, that slaps.
It's like higher than a nursery rhyme in terms of like respect levels for the song.
Okay, I got you.
But it's I mean, I'm not going to sing it.
Cher or something?
Please sing it.
I actually can't. I physically can't.
Okay. 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 I feel like you're very, and we are taking a little segue out of the play, but we'll be returning to the paddling pool.
Sure.
But I will say that you're a little gatekeepery with the song. And can I also say that that's a trend with you, Lolly Adefobe? Because actually, I went to watch Lolly.
Yeah.
Watch. Apparently, you're supposed to dance. But I went to watch Lolly DJ.
Thank you.
I would not dance, I would only watch.
Yes.
And can I say, I didn't know any of the songs.
Okay, that's not gatekeeping, though.
Hang on.
Oh, dear.
That was gatekeeping of a good time. And I felt old.
Sure.
And I felt like, why don't they have any lyrics?
Okay.
And so I think the least you could do, to circle back.
Catherine, you're getting into your angry space.
Is sing me.
Catherine, no, I'm loving this.
Really quickly, you've left your window of tolerance, therapy speak. I think it's important to remember that the hand is raised. If anyone watching on YouTube, just like, let's bring it down and let's enter our green space and leave the head for a little minute, okay?
Catherine, I hear you. I appreciate you coming to me with this.
Thank you.
I would like to correct you. I didn't gatekeep. In fact, the playlist for my DJ set is available on Spotify.
There was pre-reading. Nobody told me I could have done the
no,
reading.
No, it was put after, to be fair. It was after. But no, I would actually say that a lot of the songs...
I would have studied.
You had your moment, Catherine. Let's let Lolly finish.
Sorry.
I would say that actually a lot of the songs were quite old songs. So I'm interested that you found... that you felt old, because a lot of the crowd were quite Gen Z, and I think they were kind of like,
well,
is this?
Well, that's why I felt old, isn't it, Lolly?
Yes, that's why you felt old. But I can't control that. I really can't control
what
that.
What sort of songs were being played here?
Is this the first time or the second time? The second time.
I don't know.
The most recent
one. Don't you remember
one?
Me being there watching? Wasn't that central
yes.
for you?
But I thought you I were there the first
I was there for 25 minutes, and then I had to go home because I was tired.
That was the second one. Well, I'm playing, you know...
Crazy Frog by Eric Sinner.
Come on, Lolly. You know that some of those were cool and I couldn't have known them.
They had lyrics, though. It's an indie night.
Oh, God. Was it?
Yeah, I strayed from the theme. But it's originally an indie night. I played... You know, I played Fontaine's DC...
I don't know.
Thank you. There wasn't a single Bewitched.
No, but I'm not touching that.
I guess it would be appropriative. I get it. You're not Claudia, am I right?
Thank
back
you.
Back to Claudia.
Yeah, so quickly back to Frank Paul. I want to hear more about it, mainly because I'm worried that like, I just feel like this is like all
like
the other teachers were like, we need to do something with Lolly. Like, she's clearly got an amazing creative outlook
in
life.
She keeps singing sea shanties.
Yeah. Sea shanties, exactly.
Was it a sea shanty?
It wasn't, but it's that vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you doing cups and hands?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely hands. So two chorus members would come on after the sort of the scene... and we would all sing.
Just call them Leanne and Annie. You don't need to be calling it the chorus.
Well, with my professional hat on, you know, chorus one and chorus two would come on and we would sing. as a four, we would sing this song and around, and it was very haunting and very spiritual. And that was the play.
Any audience members?
No,
big sorry, time. Catherine.
Miss Hennessy was there.
Yeah, no, we did it. We did it for the school.
No, you didn't.
No.
I think so. Yeah. We definitely did it in the main hall, on the stage.
I don't want to presume anything.
Mm. Oh, you were brilliant.
But if I were to guess,
all-girl
school?
What do you mean?
Was it? Yeah, of course it was an all-girl school. Yeah. Okay, cool. So
it's an all-girl school. It's not like, this is lame. This is kind of like a cool thing to
do. I didn't
go
to an all-girl school. I'm
exactly.
Okay.
That's why you're shocked.
Helen, weirdly at all-girl schools, genuinely, people would want to be the girls in the talent show.
Oh, 100%.
Like, this isn't a talent. There's no talent.
No, there was talent.
It was like,
there was talent involved.
Whoa, everyone's looking at her.
You and your three friends singing
she's
around
a star.
In the paddling pool.
Yeah.
And then you got an award for that at the end of it.
Arts award, yeah.
What else did you have to do? Write a play and...
Write a play. I think probably like write some sort of paragraph about the play and my process of writing the play.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a still image in it?
What is your process? What was your process?
Oh, sorry, my process? Sorry. You know, listening to a lot of music, getting out there into nature, getting in there into the paddling pool.
Getting out into nature, but not the Duke of Edinburgh Award.
No. Getting out into nature and then getting straight back into my room and writing things down. And yeah, no regrets. I mean, thank you to Miss Hennessy because here I am on Trusty Hogs.
Wow. Are you having a nice time?
You're fine. You're having a nice time. Nish. Happy Nish. Happy.
I feel like a dog that's about to be taken off a child.
You're okay.
Remember that funny bit we did earlier?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Aren't you having a great time?
Yeah, this is great.
Aren't you already having such a laugh?
Yeah.
We're all having fun.
Nish, I know you think you're political, but Helen's actually recently found out about the news and she's now got some pretty interesting opinions. Like, capitalism might be terrible.
I know my dad rung me for the first time last week to discuss the news with me.
How would we?
Because he always just calls my dad, and he called me and he went, "Did you hear about David Cameron?" And I was like, "Yes, I did." I felt like
because
such a good daughter.
Because of your recent interest in the news.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I don't like the news. Awful time, but I've just got really into it. Like, just in general.
Yeah, I absolutely, absolutely love that Helen Bauer has recently got into the news. Yeah. So you're opening conversations at the moment by going, guys, has anyone read the news recently?
Every day.
Shit is crazy out
every
there.
Day.
I went back to Hitler's bunker on Sunday just to see it.
You went back to Hitler's bunker?
I've been a couple of times. Because, like, no one knows where it is, but I do.
And, do you mean? No one knows where it is.
No, because it's not, like, a thing, because it's, like, it's just a car park, right? And there's a tiny sign. Yeah. But, like, I know exactly where it is. So I was
but
like,
but people
well,
do know. It's like, not a secret location that only you have access to.
I never thought we'd invite you on and I'd watch Helen steal your personality in front of you.
I love the fact that I recently went back to Hitler's bunker.
What's your favourite news era? I'm up to the mid-90s. But don't. Like, just like, what do you think?
I'm not going to spoil the result of the 1997 election for you.
No, it's Tony Blair!
Woohoo!
It's Tony Blair, and then a couple of months later, Diana died, and that got him even more in favour because Alistair Campbell wrote the phrase, the people's princess.
Yes.
And then everyone thought that he was reflecting the mourning of the country, particularly while the Queen was unpresent in Balmoral. That sort of laid a shift away from the royal family. Everyone else doesn't know, but I know these things now.
Everyone knows about Diana. That's the one thing we can all agree.
Yeah, but they don't know what actually happened.
So do we all know. They send us the merch.
Wait, Nish, you're a news person. What do you think did actually happen with Diana on the 31st of August 1997?
Look, I mean, I
Nish?
She did tragically pass away.
Yeah, but how?
Nish?
What do you mean?
Nish.
How did she die? She died in a car accident.
Yeah, but like...
Oh, the...
Come on.
Listen. If you talk to... I've actually been doing stand-up about this recently.
No!
But basically, for some reason, every South Asian woman over the age of 60 loves Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Like, they are obsessed with her.
God bless them.
And
under the age of 60. Have you ever spoken to Cindy V about her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess just everybody likes Diana. I also read a review of The Crown. I haven't watched any of The Crown because I, to be absolutely fair, have very little interest in...
propaganda.
And the history of the cousin fuckers. But, like...
it gets really good.
But the new series, apparently Diana's ghost is in it. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I'm definitely watching the Diana's ghost series.
That's a, like, take some edibles, watch that series. Yeah. That's like, let's see the ghost. Okay, let's do this thing.
She dies in the first couple of episodes. Spoiler alert warning. She dies in the first couple of episodes.
Because she was having a Muslim baby and the Queen put a hit on her. Tell me she wasn't pregnant. Tell me that's how deep the racism goes in the royal family.
Helen,
tell me she wasn't.
There were so
many cameras on the tunnel that night and they were all switched off within 20 minutes of the accident occurring. Coincidence?
I can't believe you've become a Diana truther.
Become.
I was born a Diana truther. I was in Paris that night on a family holiday.
What?
I was born for this.
Wait, you were in...
Yeah, family holiday. In Paris. Six.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm like, very involved in the incident.
Do you feel some primal connection because you were in the same city as I think if you speak to any South Asian woman over 60, they would 100% agree with you.
They would
stand-up that I do, which I think is pretty accurate, is you could literally just go, they killed her, no context, and they'd go, I think it was Philip. Like, genuinely, like, that is the extent to which...
Yeah, because Philip had the most responsibility because he was the one that brought her in because of the stag. You don't know about the stag? It's kind of a thing. It's kind of a thing. You should do your research.
Of all of the things I thought we would kick this conversation off with, I don't think I thought it would be...
Oh, sorry, how are you? Last week, we did find out that our podcast studio had closed immediately. That was the warning. It was closed.
Catherine deals really well with change.
I love change with no warning and no plan. God, you know me, fly by the seat of my pants, am I? We have decided, perhaps madly, and indeed immediately,
a strong choice,
to sign a contract for a small office space in London and turn it into our very own Hogs podcast.
I'm in charge
studio.
Of the curtains.
To explain, we are currently in a plywood
shed. Yes.
What's that noise?
Well, there's also a scrapyard on the other side of this wooden wall. So please forgive us if there are any sound issues today. We're half in a wooden shed, half in scrap.
Apparently, they're literally just throwing scrap around.
So we know where I'll be spending after the podcast.
Just as you came in the door, I was like, welcome to our new studio. First thing Chloe Petz said wasn't, wow, you guys have put so much work in. It looks amazing. You said, I've got some thoughts. What the fuck does that mean?
This studio is the brainchild of two people that have...
Three? Andrew's worked as a little behind
off. Wait. Andrew's just the enforcer.
Okay.
Right? This is the brainchild of two people that have terrible problems with spending. One of them...
No, I'm not that bad.
One of them likes things... One of them likes nice things.
Yeah.
We know which one's which.
Yeah. And one of them likes things, one of them likes nice things.
Because what you have to remember is I didn't know the progression of the story really. Like I knew that...
Did you not listen to our business app?
Yeah, no, I listened to the business app and there were some revelations in there. The revelations being, God, they've lost their studio. Oh my gosh, they've done amazing. They've done an amazing job getting this new studio. Thank God they've done it. Oh, they've done this big children in need style outreach where everyone's giving all their fucking money. And then at the end we find out...
We didn't know.
If you waited for 1 week, you could have just gone back to Vauxhall.
But A, first of all, we didn't know that, so we had to act quickly. And B, I'm really glad we did this because now we can podcast whenever we need to.
It's also mental. It's much nicer. You went for an empty space that you've had to fill with every single piece of equipment.
But this was the cheapest option. And we got the cameras for free from Mooch, the lovely Mooch. And we really hustled to get everything as much as we could. And look at... I think it's gorgeous. Wow.
Yeah, that was really nice. I take it back.
Isn't it nicer than that shipping container?
Yeah, it is nicer than the shipping container. I just think it's so funny.
And it doesn't look like everybody else's anymore.
That you jumped to.
Well, this was our long-term...
We have to buy our own studio!
No, we rent. And this is the long-term... This was our long-term plan, but we didn't think we'd be ready. And then everyone was so wonderfully supportive. Also, people were so nice to us and we're so grateful. And please don't stop supporting us just because Chloe Petz is a dick.
I know there's something in there for me. I can feel it. Is it a giftie?
It's a giftie.
Yeah. I bought you presents.
What?
Because you can't just be late and empty-handed.
People have been asking. They know lots of stuff about Andrew, Catherine, and Helen, but they don't know loads of stuff about Em.
She's an enigma.
Stuff that
the woman's a mystery.
Include if you're like making a picture or stuff that she might like. What I would say is she likes very beautiful, delicious things and money. Okay. Just big wads of cash addressed directly to her.
Nice.
Sorry, I love gifties. You brought gifts for us.
I'm ready for my sketch.
Okay.
I feel there's another part of it that I'm forgetting. But that's
we'll
okay.
We'll find
isn't
it as
it? Yeah, yeah.
We'll find it because I don't remember.
I'm one of the great fortune tellers, palm readers. I can read your palm and tell anyone's fortune.
Ooh. Please, sir, tell me what my fortune will be.
Futurama, Zoidberg. Sorry, I'm reading. That's not part of it. Start again.
Okay. Start again. What is this? Your professional.
No, but it can be better because
you're professional performers. You can't just start again in a live. Okay. You're both professional. You cannot start again from a live performance in the midst of it.
It's not a live performance.
They can cut this stuff. They can bleep this
stuff.
Don't
you dare bleep. This is a live performance.
Ah, the great Cambini. I've heard incredible things. May you read my fortune?
Why, of course. Helen?
There's glitter on my hand.
I see some kind of stone.
Oh my God. A gravestone? Oh, is that
no, you're, I say that, you say a diamond, I'm going to get married.
Start again.
No!
Okay, one more time.
You get one more go. I'll hold the trophy.
Nuh-uh.
Come on. You guys need to focus.
Did you see that? The look in her eye. She was like Gollum. She's like,
oh my god. And I get that reference now.
Yeah, I get it.
As of this week, I get it.
My precious. Oh, she just watched the Lord.
You know,
Prince.
He had another character, Gollum. There was Gollum, Smeagol, and there was one other guy he would do called Mark, but he was just a bit boring. He'd be like,
hello. You know what? I'll say this. Gollum's got many layers to him, and I don't think he's a baddie.
He doesn't have many layers. He wears butter loincloth.
And it slips. Oh, absolutely frothing at the bit on the sofa. Sunil walks in. Pause it. 1 hour 33 and 37.
You see Gollum's nutsack. My precious.
Very similar to the Crazy Frog, probably the same animator. Carry on.
Yeah, I don't know if he was meant to be a frog. There's a lot of stuff online about that.
The Crazy Frog, I got
people it. Said that. Like, people were like, have you seen this frog? But he's not really a frog. I think he's an alien.
Axel F. He's a singer.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? I think the frog.
Gollum.
His name is Smeagol. People called him Gollum because of the noise he was making in his throat.
Truly, you just
that.
Watched it and I can't care. So, come on. Are we getting a sketch or what?
I think I look like Arwen.
3, 2, 1, action.
Huh. The great Cambini. I've heard amazing things. Would you read my fortune?
Helen Bauer, 32 years old. I believe you had sort of some sort of beef sandwich for lunch.
A salt beef bagel.
Beef bagel, yes, yes. Yeah. I had a vision of this, yes, yes. Oh, this is your...
this is my hand.
Oh, I see some sort of stone.
Oh, my God. A diamond? I'm getting engaged?
No, it's a gravestone. You're going to die.
Was that it?
There was something else to it.
There was something else that was really good.
Wait, that's the whole
from
thing?
Being too beautiful.
No, okay, so I would go like, oh,
we're doing it one more time.
One more.
We've got it.
Give her
we've got
take.
It. What
give
I've got. What
take.
I've got.
Give her another
no.
take. I feel like I'm losing control.
Yes, one more.
One more. Okay, one more.
Fine.
Of what chord?
But you do. Hey, listen.
You go when.
Hey,
you go when, and then
I
say.
I understand. I get it.
I go when, and then you say.
No, I understand.
Look at me, the two of you. Do not fuck it up.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, RuPaul.
Here goes everything. So imagine I'm in a sort of whatever.
I can see a tent around you.
Yeah.
There's a tent. Okay, ready? Oh, the fair. The great
Camberia. The fair. Afternoon.
The great Cambini. I've heard amazing things. May you read my fortune.
Of course. Helena Bauer. 32 years of age.
Best newcomer nominee.
2019.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Oh, wait. No, of course. Yes. I see some sort of stone.
A diamond? I'm getting engaged.
It's a gravestone. You're going to die.
Of what cause?
No, you've got to say when.
You can't have another go.
Can we go from there? Can we go from there? Because I did mess it
you
up.
You can pick it up, but that is it.
We're not picking it up. We're not picking it up. The bearded lady. See the bearded lady.
What a day at the funfair. Tis Kent 2023.
Come and see the lobster boy.
The lobster boy was marvellous. What a day at the fair it was. Ah! The great Cambini tent.
God.
Good sir, read my fortune if you will.
Ah, yes. Helena Bauer.
How do you know my name?
You live with Sunil.
How?
Let's do a thick sort of a reel where it comes out of there. You can add a sound for that later, right?
Or like a fairy noise, like
oh, interesting. Yes. I see some sort of stone.
A stone? A diamond? Oh my god, I'm getting engaged.
It's a gravestone. You're gonna die.
When?
Today.
Of what cause?
Let me just check the fine print. From being to beautiful.
You fucked that end line.
That was all right.
That was good.
That was all right.
I felt like I was at the moment.
Hold on. Yeah.
No.
From being too beautiful.
It's nice. It's good stuff.
Catherine, yeah. Do you want your fortune?
No, thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did I ever tell you that I worked in the only cinema that was left in Europe? In Dublin. It was certainly the last one in Ireland that had the health and safety permissions to serve hot butter on popcorn. It was the greatest job of my life.
Wait, like,
greatest honour and privilege, actually. So you would order your popcorn and then I would go to a vat of melted hot butter.
Oh my God, you've not had me on this much in a while.
And I would often double the box so you wouldn't get that drip.
Shut your whole mouth.
And then if I liked you, I wouldn't just give you one ladle. I'd even maybe half fill the bucket, then put butter in the centre and then refill it. And then I would pour melted butter all over the popcorn such that the experience of eating it made you genuinely like finger deep in grease, but was exquisite. You'd be left with a sort of clawing, salty mouth. But until then...
Can you just quickly, can you try and sell me that? Like I'm coming into the cinema and I don't know what it is. Like,
hi, what can I get you?
Hi, just a snack. I'm going to watch Gladiator. It's the year 2000.
Would you like popcorn or nachos? Or a hot dog?
Ooh.
We sell all of them here.
What sort of popcorn do you do?
Well, I can get you salty or sweet, or if you'd like, I could pour hot melted butter over your salted popcorn. And then it can be warm and okay. I guess greasy, but salty and
just
private because the cinema's in the dark.
Could you mix some peanut butter into it, please?
We don't have that, but you could put M&M peanuts through and they'd melt in the butter. Would that be nice? Would you like that?
Here comes the second cry of the day. I do think I want that.
Yeah, I'll make it for you when you come to my house sometime.
Because I'm not a massive popcorn person, but then I remember seeing...
I make it all the time with salted butter. I'll make you... Oh my God, it's divine. I'll make it for you.
We've got a sleepover next week.
Do we?
Yeah.
Great.
Do you remember?
Yes.
I'm sleeping over yours.
Wonderful. On the 31st.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I want to do... there's like a way that people do popcorn where they do that, like you melt chocolate with butter. And then you stir the popcorn into it and then you cover it with coconut, like desiccated coconut. And it's like a chocolate macaroon treat.
Amazing.
And it's like really like light that and it's just like Moorish. And I'm like, oh my
so
God.
So you're staying at mine on the 31st, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Would the 31st would have already happened by the time this goes out? Because we're recording this a week in advance.
It's after the Outside is Awful gig.
How was your sleepover with me?
Greasier than I anticipated.
Or maybe you've worn them down over the years.
I think so. I genuinely think that is exposure therapy.
I love that. Instead of won them over, you've worn them down.
No, and you're dead right. I have just hacked away at it. But you're right.
That was so perfect.
You nailed it.
No,
but
you've worn them.
I'm sorry, my English is very bad.
Too fucking late.
And you're Russian now? Okay, so now you have white people coming to the show.
Yes, and they're lovely. And I don't know.
I'm waiting for the butt.
It's okay.
The reason I'm not nervous here is not because I don't think people in UK aren't funny, but I just feel
it's okay. It's okay. We did shit to you guys. It's absolutely fine if you don't think our sense of humour is great.
No,
compared to what we did, you're allowed to not enjoy our sense of humour. I think that's fine.
No,
given the centuries of bloodshed.
I know that the only thing you really know about me is that I got my nipple pierced to prove a point.
I love that story so much.
You're the only person who's ever looked at me and said that that was relatable.
It was so relatable. I am so pathetic sometimes. And
you are my favourite person in the world.
I don't mean it.
You're so relatable. I'm so pathetic.
You
don't win them over. You wore them down. You are never, never changed.
But I'm really pathetic and you're not. But when someone
went down to make a clip of that, that was the happiest moment of my life.
Oh no, my English is very bad.
How about you both look at each other and say together on the count of three, we are not pathetic, we are cool. Ready? Oh. What? Look at each other, look at each other.
The two of us are like, ready? I don't want to lie.
Okay, no, this is good for you. One, two, three.
We are not pathetic. We are cool.
Okay, now one more time. But where you believe
I can't
it?
I can't. That's enough. That's as much it's as
it's
not.
I think like you're bullying us now. It feels like
I do that sometimes.
That's my sister, all right.
No, thank you. I don't know where your hand's been.
Oh my God! Yeah. No, it hasn't.
This seems like quite a relevant next question from Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
For Helen.
Helen.
If Helen did finally decide to not be the straightest woman in comedy.
Thank you.
This is such a good question. I'm already hyped. You have to answer it.
Which famous bi or lesbian comedian would she want to go for?
Oh my God.
That's
so
such
many.
A good question.
Oh my God, there's so many really fit ones.
Yeah, but you have to choose one. Take your time. That's such a good question. Can I list some options at you?
No, because then I feel like we're listing and I'll be saying no, but it'll sound nasty, but it's not. Yeah, do you know what I mean? I feel like I just need to pick the one. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to do a scenario in my head. Okay, it's late at night. I'm at a gig. We're doing the gig together. They're backstage. Obviously, just to be clear, Catherine Bohart is not an option in this and neither is Ellen.
Oh, Ellen is?
No, Ellen can't be an option in this.
She is.
Then I'd probably frot Ellen. No.
Honestly,
me and Olga Koch would have the ride of all time.
Do you think
we'd
Olga?
Have such a great ride? And me and Chloe would argue too much. I know Olga's got the energy. I'm going to go for Koch.
Of course, wow. The most straight woman choice of the bisexual.
I'm going for Koch.
She's going for Koch. That's the straightest answer you could have given.
I'm going for Koch.
That's very funny. She's still the straightest woman in comedy.
That's so hot.
How could you imagine?
That's just such a straight answer. That's so
I don't
funny.
Think Olga Koch is a straight answer. I think it's just like...
The word cock is a straight answer.
Her energy.
Do you get the joke?
I do. But... Fair, fine. But just know that I would have a good go on most of the girls. Carry on.
Before we start, I have some things to give you. So this is chocolate for... M.
Yes, but you can't give it to me because I'll eat it.
Don't eat it. Don't you open those eggs.
I really
do not open those eggs.
Tommy won't stop.
Show me a text from M saying that you can and then we'll talk.
Can I eat one?
No, you can't eat the eggs first. Jesus. I'm going to need to see the reply before you start eating her. It's so astonishing that you think that you're entitled to that after all of M's work setting up the studio and editing.
She would give me one anyway. All she said is please save some.
That's so beautifully defeatist.
It's like, I know you're going to eat it. I know you're going to eat loads of it. Please, can you at least just save me some? Not like, yes, you can have a piece. Just like, God, I know if you open this, you're going to try to eat it all. So that's so astonishing that she's like, please don't eat it all. Please don't eat it all.
Please allow me a sliver of my own gift. The negotiation is now ongoing where I'm saying, what about an egg?
So oh my God, I'm getting hungry.
We had like a three course.
Can you ask Emma if I can have an egg?
Yeah, of course. Right, let's see what she said. You can have an egg.
We got you mean really to get a white chocolate one there now?
Yeah.
Can you tell we're eating the egg? Thank you, Em. God damn, that was divine. Mm-hmm. That was divine. The reason I'm still moving house, by the way, I know this has been taking centuries, is that the house that we're moving into needs work. And so she's doing this 2-week build. But all of this is to say that I had to win. I don't know if she's exhausted from the sheer physical effort of it all, but the other day, as a joke, because she hates, and I mean hates, my colour-coded books in my house. So as a joke...
We all have problems with them.
As a joke, she was like, whatever you do, they're not going that way. So I was just like bringing her books down from into the new office and putting mine in. And as a
the
joke...
The new office? Wait, what is happening here?
So we have two rooms.
Yeah.
One of them's going to be an office.
One of them's going to be an office. Yeah. One, okay. Or Helen's room.
Oh, no, it's going to have a blow-up bed for Helen. Yeah, yeah. Of course. Warder bed if the Patreons donate enough. Yeah. But wait, so I am bringing down the books and I just thought, oh, it'll be funny if she comes in and all the books are colour-coded. It took me so much longer than I expected. I spent
for
like
a funny joke. But that then... classic Catherine prank. I'm going to colour-code everything. Zinged! You've been zinged by a woman with OCD and mental health problems. I've colour-coded the bookcase. Zing! Oh, and how we laughed.
But wait, you're missing the point. She was zinged. She was zinged. She was horrified and laughed. And then I laughed so much that I cried.
After 3 hours of work, worth it.
But I did. I laughed till I cried so much. But then she liked it.
How is that not funny? I don't get it. I want to be supportive of this, but that's just not funny.
Because you should have seen her face.
You're crying. Zinged, they're all red on the top shelf.
How did you know? Oh, no, it's because her face, it's the rainbow, she isn't was it? So annoyed. She was so annoyed and it really made me laugh. Anyway.
Mental health jokes are the funniest.
Oh, but then she let me keep it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I
you
won.
Put 3 hours in.
Oh, okay, well, I really... you have to be there.
Are you okay? You're genuinely crying. Was it genuinely? Okay, no, I'm sure it was really lol.
Sorry, I really just realised who I am. Oh, God.
Now?
Yeah, just now when you're like, I really, but she really did laugh. Whew, okay, sorry, wow. So you had a big wank.
It's so mad to me that you are figuring out these things about yourself as we go along. You're okay. We're just fanning her down with pig coasters. You're okay, darling.
Ooh, I think I need a second.
So that must have been so funny. And then, what I'm trying to say with love is usually like people do things like hide behind a door and jump out, you know?
But this was scarier, like, because she hates it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I took the curtains down, washed them, and put them back up. Oh, I showed her!
No, but it's the opposite. It's if I
deep cleaned the fridge.
No, but she hates it, so it was like a jump scare.
Yeah.
And then the sweet panic. She really panicked that all of our books were mixed up. It's like I'd like married her in her sleep, you know, that
Catherine,
kind of way.
I'd love you to play a prank on me. I've got a lot of stuff that needs to be done at my flat. Please.
I'll come round and prank your flat.
Are you excited to having a new flat to decorate
wow,
for Christmas time?
I cannot breathe.
I would get you an inhaler, but I haven't got time.
No, look, obviously this is like really difficult as a challenge for a person with OCD moving into a house with other people. Is.
Yeah, but you can decorate for Christmas. Is that exciting? You're just very emotional from the being seen. You haven't cried, laughed like that since, do you remember that conversation we had outside of the Dean Street Elizabeth line?
Oh my God, because you
we
said
won't
that,
go to the context
oh, it's because
of
you
it.
Said my brother is my parents' favourite sibling, which makes sense because he's sensible and has a good job and lives near home and I'm crazy.
No, it was because he's an easy raise.
That's what it was. Yeah. And it also made sense. Oh my God. All of this is to say, I'm almost done moving.
Every hole's a goal. Every what? Hole's a goal.
Came in what?
Okay.
Hey! He's on fire! Catherine, it's banter. You have to high five.
Banter!
Banter! Oh, it's just come to me. These
come
medical...
where? Yes!
I think...
Let's.
And...
Came back where?
I mean, it doesn't work as well, but
it doesn't work.
It was pretty close. I can't believe it's not butter. It's just...
All this talk about your breasts and your armpits is giving me a semi-permeable membrane.
Yeah. Hey. Is that a boner?
Like a semi.
Yeah. I'll
take
it.
I've got a PhD.
Do you?
Pretty huge dick.
Hey.
No. Oh, Catherine, that's actually not cool.
Yeah, Catherine, that's too far.
You went too far.
Can you have some dignity?
Can we talk about, please, you had something, a story to tell me, you said.
There's, oh, no. Yeah.
And I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
Go on.
Okay, I had an incident in Australia, like a really bad one.
What?
And I don't, and I was like, I don't, I honestly, I couldn't tell anyone for 24 hours. I should have flown home, I think.
Were you in the hospital?
And then, no, I should have gone.
Were you in the police office?
No, I should have been arrested though. I should have been arrested.
What happened?
I'm so sweaty. Like, have you ever had something happen to you where you're like, I have to take this to the grave?
What are you talking about?
Okay,
start at the beginning. Don't give the punchline away. I don't think there is
a punchline.
Oh, sweet God, okay.
Okay, I had 2 nights of heavy drinking, like heavy. And
Wait, hang on a second. Is this going to be a poo story?
No.
Thank God, okay.
Wee wee.
Okay, so go on. So you had two nights of heavy drinking.
I went to bed in the hotel room.
You did not wet yourself. You did not wet the bed.
I just wet myself.
You did not wet.
I wish I just wet the bed. I go to bed. I can't figure out the aircon situation in the room. I thought it was a spare remote for like a TV that was hidden from me, which I thought was funny.
Right.
So I sleep in naked, very warm. I'm very pissed.
Are you alone?
I'm very pissed. I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm alone. Okay. I've got no idea what's happening. I wake
up. Can you stop with the accent?
I wake up a couple of hours later. I've got to do the accent because I've got to remove myself from it.
Right.
It's the trauma response.
I wake up a couple of hours later.
Don't cover your mouth. We need to hear the story. It's a podcast.
Naked in a stairwell I've never been to before. Pissing myself standing up. Oh my god, it's like, don't look at me. Actually, no, neither of you look at me. Neither of you look at me. Just don't look down. It's like, oh my god. Oh. I'm panicking. I was naked. I'd never been to this stairwell before. I'd been in the hotel for like 2 weeks. I didn't even know there was a stairwell. I thought it was just a lift. And I came to, standing up, looking down at this puddle growing around my toes. Naked.
Wait.
So naked.
A second.
No key, no phone. Okay,
what?
Questions.
Wait. Hang on. Stop. Take a breath. Breathe with me. You're not there anymore. Breathe with me. You're not there anymore. Now, hang on a second. So you are purseless, bagless, keyless, boneless,
I have nothing.
Naked, stood up, weeing in a... Because, of course, you didn't know there were stairs because you were taking the lift. That's fine. But then you... So you've obviously gone there drunkenly thinking it was the bathroom in your sleep.
That's...
Helen.
It was Helen, four doors Helen, away from my room.
Helen.
What had I done?
Wait a second. What time is it?
It's early hours, 2 a.m., 3
okay,
a.m.
Wait a second. I have to know, how did you get back into your room?
Oh, Catherine.
Did you have to go naked to reception?
I wish I could get to reception.
Were you stuck in the... What are you saying? What happens next?
I woke up pissing myself.
Yeah, we got that.
It took me about, I'd say, probably 60 seconds to really come to and realise the reality.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my fucking God. I'm disgusting. Oh my God. What have I done? I haven't walked in the air.
Oh, Helen.
And I'm next
you,
to
you. Wait, did you used to sleepwalk as a kid? Wait, did you used to sleepwalk?
Yeah, last time, 31st of August 1997, when we were on family holiday in Paris. I think I killed Princess Diana. It's a whole thing. You know that already. And then I hadn't done it in years. I come to in this stairwell, I'm pissing. I try the door next to me and it doesn't open.
I stopped pissing!
Sorry, Andrew. It is, you have to understand, the first couple of people I told this story to, I lied and didn't tell them about the piss, and I'm just sort of like, I'm still trying to be honest. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you're trying the doors.
It doesn't open.
Wait, you're trapped?
And so I'm going.
You're trapped?
The floors. Yes, Catherine.
And you stink of wee? What? And the whole...
No, God sight dank, though. I had no clothes on. At least it didn't, you know, there's a puddle, but it's not on me. Anyway. Thank God I had the foresight to split
but
my legs.
But the hallway,
you know,
stinks. You can't
yes,
get...
there's a pissy smell.
But you can't
so
get
that's
out.
Not the
you
main
can't
problem.
Get Andrew, no questions at this time.
Okay. No, I would like to take it because I feel like Catherine's come with judgment, whereas Andrew's have
I'm coming with questions.
So you say, oh, thank goodness, there was no wee smell on me. So whatever happens, when you were resolved the situation and find a naked person in the stairwell or whatever, you're just going, oh, this puddle of piss, but that wasn't me.
I'm hoping, I honestly, Andrew I'm
plausible
in
deniability has the word plausible in there.
I'm Helen. In such a blind. The plate just fell over in my panic.
In so shocked. I need you to go back to facts though. Facts. What happens next? Are you trying
the doors?
I try
opening the door, and the reason I probably, fuck it, forget about it. It's not worth it.
You're trying the door.
I'm trying every single door on every floor and none of them are opening because I couldn't even get back onto a floor. And I'm there and I've definitely, for some reason, even though I had not been in it, I knew I was in the hotel. Like something just told me. I was like, you are in the hotel, but you are so naked and you have nothing. And none of the doors would open
not
onto the floor.
Not one iota of
clothes. No, I have two hands and I've got three bits to cover. Okay, you're already in a tricky position. But I can't even, forgetting the fact, I need someone to help me here.
Are you holding yourself?
Catherine, at this point, I'm just naked running around, trying every door. Okay. I'm not screaming. I'm not shouting. I don't want to create a scene because I feel like I've already done it.
Okay, so you're walking in silence, somberly to each door.
I'm like trying everything. Nothing works. I go all the way down to the bottom because I'm like, maybe there's a basement.
And I'll be able to find the service lift.
Oh, I would have gone there to die.
And they'll be like, and I was thinking, like, when I went to the hotel, there was like old towels out somewhere. And I was like, if I could cover myself, then everything would be easier. No basement, but there is a door that opens onto the street. And I'm not saying anymore. It's called the Urban New Town, and it's a busy road.
Wait! I need to process this information. Sorry, you open the door.
It's so simple.
Wait! You open the door at 2 a.m.
I'm gonna throw up.
Are there people on the street? People milling around?
No, but like I am waiting for cars to come past.
And
like,
you need to get yourself from whatever exit you've come out of, presumably like around the corner from the main entrance. You're gonna have to walk yourself nude around that corner to the main door.
It's not nude. It's naked. It's very different.
Okay, so you have to walk yourself around the corner to the main door. Is that what has to happen? What happens next?
God sent me a sign.
What happens next?
God sent me a sign. There was a door to ring, a doorbell to get a night receptionist because there's no one on reception and I can just see through it through the door.
Wait a second. Wait, how many steps between the door you've just come out to the reception door?
I take my naked body out the door, but I refuse to lose my last door. This is the only door that will move for me. I keep one toe in it. Cars start going past. I couldn't give a fuck.
Do you have to spread your legs to get over to the...
I lunge. Please stop. Because you're not like...
You understand I have to ask these questions. So you lunge one toe in the door. You lunge your ass cheeks open and part as you reach for the night.
Which thank God I can reach because I'm tall. Thank God.
Yeah, my little tiny ass would have to be out.
I'm like, ring, ring, ring.
Wait, does the night receptionist appear and see you?
No, on the intercom I get a hello. Because you can remember, night reception is a very specific sort of person that does not want any human contact, specifically from a massive lady who's naked and covered in piss.
Naked outside. He doesn't even know about this. And I was female like, or male voice answers?
Definitely a young man.
He's on his summer job. He's on a summer job.
It's his dad's hotel. He doesn't want to be there.
Okay, he answers and says hello.
And he goes, hello. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to level with you. And it's this level of panic. I promise I'm staying in the hotel. I'm in room 221. I'm so naked. I've slept walked. I say nothing about piss. You mustn't. I couldn't even fathom getting
there. That's tomorrow. That's not even at the top.
But I made it very clear. I'm in the stairwell. Helen. You must come get me. I am naked. I have nothing. Like, I was hungry. Were you there? I'm screaming in panic.
What is he understanding you as his?
Oh, he is like, there's a loon on the street. And I keep saying, Helen Bauer 221. Helen Bauer 221. But then maybe you can check in the system. And I was like, I've slept walked. I promise I'm not like, please help me. And then he goes, oh, give me a second. And there's nothing. And I'm just there like being like, do I just stay here?
Finger on the bell, toe in the door, car's driving by, your ass is parting.
Spread eagles like this. Like, arrives a man.
What?
About 5 foot tall.
To where?
And I don't know why it's important.
It's important because he's looking up at your tits. It's important.
He's gathered there's a naked girl. He has not seen the full goods yet. And you've got to remember, my breasts at first are a little bit intense.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay? It's a lot.
Now, as a petite woman, you might not have experienced this.
I've experienced none of this.
You might have done living through life as a man. You know when you someone turns around and sees you and they immediately get a bit spooked? Like they're like, oh God, I didn't know there was like a man on the street. As a larger woman, every now and again, I do get that from other women. They're like, and they're like, oh, sorry. And it's like, it's okay. Yeah. Like, they're just a bit spooked.
Yeah.
Very rarely, seldom, does a man freak out at my body.
You're fully
but
naked,
he
baby.
Came He's through and he to... went,
May I say, I don't think that's even about like your size or height. I think that some of that has to be
he
about
was
the fact...
coming up to here, but and I went, Helen... help me! And he went, oh! He doesn't even know about the piss at this point. His night's about to get so much worse.
Hang on.
How many breaks are you needing?
Is your toe still in the door?
I've joined him. I've joined him in the stairwell. Okay. Which I actually think was a fucking poor move on my point because we should have got lifty. And also, how about this? He should have brought a fucking towel, okay? I am so naked and
I was very clear, very clear I was naked. The young man, the young boy, the young boy should have brought a nice big bath sheet for big naked poor fat Helen, because she was struggling, okay? And that was his job, and he did he do it? Did he buggery? Ooh, now,
wait,
I've got to go to another character. I can't talk to myself. Please, please, please.
You're stood together in the.
He's recoiled.
In the stairwell. Who speaks first?
He has no chat. Okay, and I need him to talk.
Helen,
so this moment I'm panicking because I've got two hands and I've got three things to cover.
Yeah.
So I go for back, bum and tits. Fan
you went
out.
Back, bum and tits?
Obviously that was a joke. I thought it'd be funny. Just to diffuse attention.
What did you go with?
I went with tits and fanny.
Yeah, fair, 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 fair.
So hands
He's leading the way up the stairs?
And I go, floor two. Now, at this point, I remember there's a puddle of piss somewhere.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And he's not saying anything.
I'd forgotten about it.
And you know what
he's
I'm
not
like,
saying
I have
anything.
To fill every silence.
He's
I have
not
to
saying
every
anything.
Silence. No,
he could have said something.
Baby, he is repulsed by me. I might have still had some urine dribbling down my legs.
What
God
age
knows,
is he? What age is he?
I'm going to say 19.
Oh, fuck.
He's young.
Okay, okay.
He's young.
Okay, fuck. He might never have seen a woman naked before.
Not one like this. Oh, God. We're walking up, he's not saying anything, and I'm just like, fucking.
What are you saying?
I'm like, oh, God, I'm sleepwalking, eh? But it happens all the time. The one thing he says is when he turns around, I go, I bet it happens all the time. And he just goes, never. we get to my set of stairs.
Have you reached the piss yet?
Honestly, and yeah. This is being completely honest,
Helen, come on.
We might have done, we might not have done. I was in such a panic.
Yeah.
Your
life flashing before your eyes.
We could have been standing.
Your life flashing before your eyes.
Oh, my life is over at this point, as far
yeah,
as I'm
yeah,
concerned.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And it was so weird because you know I've never experienced shame before.
Ever. I've
so
never
it was
seen
first
you.
First time experiencing.
Oh, baby girl, that's me every single day. May I tell you though, you're still so impressive because honestly, I'd have woken up pissing and I'd have climbed to the very top stairs
and jumped.
Imagine if he slipped on the piss and knocked himself unconscious.
Oh my God, no, okay, so it could be worse, but it wasn't that. Okay, so wait, so you get to the second floor, and then, okay, so you have to go into, now you know that when he opens the door, you're going to be going into a hall where people might be.
And part of me was just thinking, like, just give me the fucking master key, man. Like, you can come, I'll leave it outside the room, like.
Or go get me a towel, Wait, does he make you walk down the hall
Luckily,
hotel?
It was like four doors away, and it was around the corner.
But he doesn't get you a towel then?
No, I follow him, he opens it, and I just walk in like this, and nothing else is said.
He opens your bedroom door?
Yeah.
You walk in, and then what do you say?
Oh, I walk in, the door closes, and I just start, like, Medea-style howling, like
oh
a Greek tragedy.
You should have called
And then
me.
Went straight to sleep.
Of course you were exhausted.
No, because part of me was convinced it was a dream.
When you woke up after your weep, how did you know it had definitely happened? The shame.
You know when you know.
The shame.
You know when you
the
know.
Shame. What's your favorite pasta dish?
Oh, my favorite pasta is a carbonara.
Really?
Oh, are you surprised? Is it because you don't do it right here?
No. Hey, no, I don't eat meat. But
oh, sorry.
And also, I'm not English, so your offense can't hurt me. The food here is bad. Correct. But I was more shocked that it was such a boring answer. Sorry.
I want to flip the table.
Feel free to fight back with her. What have you heard about Irish food that's amazing? Don't let her just do things like that. Like, what? Lobster potato.
Don't be led by her to say something culturally insensitive. Don't do that. Don't follow her lead.
I ran out of those. So it's mad. It's absolutely mad.
Ran out of crazy.
You well, where do they go? What's the potato famine if you didn't run out of them? Oh,
I'm sorry you had to see us like this. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, this is a strive.
Carbonara. What's your favourite Irish stew? Oh, I'd expect something more
Irish.
Exciting.
The Irish stew. But wait, so what's your favourite Italian dessert?
I like a panna cotta. Oh, wow. Silence. Listen,
what's your favourite German dessert?
A marmorkuchen.
Oh, lovely.
What's that?
Well, when you like to know.
It's like a it's a marbled cake. It's very nice.
Yeah. When you like to know.
And what's your favourite Irish pudding?
Yeah, what's your favourite Irish slop?
Yes! See, this is it! This is it! And then you just punch her in the face!
Cheers, big ears. All our love, M&P.
Cheers, big ears.
Yeah, wow.
They tried something. You've never tried something when you were young?
Whoa, okay, you are fucking...
Just say, yeah. Same goes long nose and let them have it.
Same goes long nose.
Yikes.
What we forget is how thick people are.
Oh my God.
Because we're bright. Okay, we're all bright people.
Speaking of,
the general public,
I identify as thick, actually. I identify as thick.
There is a thread somewhere on the internet
where thick people
they
talking.
Hate me. And one of their things was... She keeps saying that she lives in a teeny tiny flat, but she has like 5 bathrooms. And I was like, what? It's because every time I'm like in a hotel, I'll take like a picture in the mirror. So they think that it's like all of my bathrooms.
Conspiracy.
Oh my God, you're so dumb.
Sophie Hagen is actually a millionaire.
Yeah, one kitchen, 1 bedroom. 5 bathrooms.
That's so.
Aren't you just
I get
intrigued
it.
By
I like
thick
it.
People? Like, yeah. I love them.
That's an extent
like,
where you're like.
I'm not the brightest, but there's some levels of thick where you're like, oh dear. Like, so I should look away, but I can't.
I
like, have you ever seen someone push a pool door and then give up?
I love it so much. I feel so honored that they're doing it. Like, it's like when other people are. I'm just so happy it's not me. I'm like, oh, mate,
yeah.
I know how that feels.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy you're feeling it.
What
and
I
it's
will
not
say,
because I'll be nice about it.
What I will say is I feel like there's a point at which like you get to also where there's like, I used to have to answer every like, oh, for the love of God. Whereas now, because of the podcast and may I say, the sort of wonderfully protective lesbians that are built around us, now, occasionally, before I even have to reply, usually if anyone writes something to the tune of, I thought she was dating that other comedian. There are like 8 lesbians being like, well, you should maybe think about that in private. Maybe you should think that on your own. Maybe you should check these things. And it's like, that's nice. That's nice. That's nice.
Would you say the lesbian go-to emotion is angry?
Would you say that question's homophobic?
No, it's more curiosity. Because that was a good impression, but I totally know what you mean. Because I get them going for like people who are like, I mean, granted, I do set myself up for the fat stuff sometimes. Like, don't release a special with a company called 800 Pound Gorilla. Oh, fuck me. Oh, Sophie, do you ever just, like, walk into it and go, that's on me, actually. That's 100%. Oh, I'm going to own that
No,
one.
They fucking didn't.
Yeah,
no, they
obviously.
Did. I hate
Talk
people.
About 800 Pound Gorillas. And it's
oh,
like,
I
no, I
that.
Earned that one. Like, that one
no,
was on me.
No, fuck
the logo on every single day. Yeah. And they're like, don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, it's, you're beautiful.
It's max 400 pounds. Like, it's not.
Like a little chimpanzee.
You're being so mean to yourself. 400
pound chimpanzee, if anything, babe. Get it, girl, boss.
It's just... Sometimes. It's like, you know, when my Apollo,
oh,
when I have the camel toe.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the whole way through
little
it. But then a guy was like trolling all the trolls, being like, you shouldn't have a camel toe on the size of that. That's a moose knuckle. And you know when you're like,
a what?
A moose knuckle. Which is so funny. It's fucked, but so funny.
Don't you wish you could have done that?
Are you kidding?
Well,
I liked it for my
it.
Personal profile. I thought it was so
yeah.
great. Which then invited all of them in to find me there.
Don't you want to do it again and then
yeah,
use the joke on stage? You want to, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. And then
moose
do the
knuckle.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth the
800 pounds.
That's so funny.
I can't believe we're 100 years old.
100 episodes.
I remember when we were 4.
Remember
we were little. I thought I'd have love by now. You were supposed to be married. This we've fucked up our lives. All we've done is this podcast.
Lolly.
Yeah.
How are you at giving advice?
Really good, actually.
Any advice on what makes it work?
I think the universe will sort of guide you.
Listen, see
where your body takes you. If your body's saying, you know, I'm in love with someone else, then go that way.
Yeah. I honestly.
What are you two? What are you two giggling about? Why am I a teacher in this mode? What are you two? Excuse me, Helen Bauer and Lolly Adefobe, what are you gossiping about?
I don't know why. I just felt silly. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any more advice?
Love is love.
Are you fucking kidding me? Would you have said that if she had a boyfriend? Fuck you guys.
In a world where you can be anything, be kind.
Jesus Christ.
You forgot one. It gets
better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
A meal without wine is called breakfast.
Really nice. Live, laugh, love.
Yeah. Pogue Mahone.
No, that's different.
This is from Hannah, who says, last Friday, I went to a medium evening and genuinely a pig.
How come it wasn't very good? Thank
oh,
you.
Very good, very good.
I want
a zing. So sorry. I'll be kind.
Why do you? Sometimes I'm like, why do you? Not just why do you podcast with me, but like, do you want to be friends?
I just think we just travel through the life so differently. It's just like we've got such a different sense of humor. It's very pleasing. Sorry, come on. I love you. I love you so much. Good
girl. Okay, we've been here for approximately half an hour. I'm guessing you're never going to ask me. So yes,
did you pass your driving test? I really thought I could make it to 40 minutes.
You fucking
shitbag. I genuinely thought we could have got to the end.
You're a shitbag. I was like, when are you going to ask me, dickwad? I have some other parish announcement. At the age of 34, I passed my bloody driving
and
test.
And she was genuinely over the moon. Like, I spoke to you on the phone like an hour afterwards. And you were like, I did it. It's done.
I was absolutely walking. I still am when I think about it. Like, I'm on cloud nine about it because I can't tell you how much money I spent on lessons and how many lessons I've had. And the fact that it was a 6 month wait for both tests.
So bad.
Was just hell. We were in our second Ramadan together, me and my instructor. And I
oh my God.
Do it this time. She gets so hungry at the end.
When you get round to the second year.
When the days get so long, she's lesser. She's doing her best. No one could manage that.
Blaby.
So listen, what?
Blaby.
Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you do mean blaby.
Blaby.
Blaby. I don't even mind it. Listen, here's the thing. Can I tell you all about it? Here's what happened. I think as is always going to be the way, I was always either going to fail like I did the first time on a dramatic, like I had three minors and a huge fail on a roundabout.
Whoopsies.
Versus I got zero fault. This, and that was always going to be the way. It was either going to be perfect or basically almost a crash, I think, was because I'm such a panicker.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to be perfect.
Yeah.
Helen, I get in the car. Well, I get to the testing centre and this old Scottish man comes out. And he's 65. He's not that old. Benny is his name. He's from Glasgow. He trained as a shipbuilder. The point is...
So you immediately went Protestant or Catholic?
No. So that was already clear. We gave each other... We knew we were... both
Catholic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Benny comes out and he is like, Miss Catherine, which is a funny phrase anyway.
Miss Catherine.
I know. And I was like, I love this man. He's a sweet angel. He's like, this is going to be a piece of pish. And I was like, oh, I love him so much. And I was like, okay, great. And then he was like, read that. And I did it. And he was like, see, easy. And I was like, did he think I couldn't read? Anyway, we went to the car and I got in and he was like, oh, I just have to fill in a few forms. And I was like, Benny, take your time. Use as much of my time as you like. Yeah. Filling in the form. And
like me.
Lol. Yeah. And then we had like a good band. And then...
You dropped it.
No, then I started to drive.
No, you said
drive.
I'm a comedian.
I started to drive.
I thought you said you were a comedian.
I started to drive and he was like, all right, so head out this way, and then you'll drive independently. And I was like, okay, cool, Benny, just so you know, because I'd started to say everything I was doing out loud. He was like, P.S., I'm a talker. Like, I will check. I'll say the things I need to do out loud. And he was like, that's great. So am I. Also, curse away, lassie. If you need to curse away, don't hold back on me. And I counted. I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. I don't even usually curse when I drive, but I was like, fuck! Every 5 seconds. Nothing was happening. Everything was fine. And just testing it out, you know? And then... we went on the easiest route that you can do.
Great.
And he was like 5 minutes in. He was like, so what do you do? 5 minutes into a 40-minute driving test.
Here we go.
I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. Here we go. What am I doing? Am I doing it? Am I saying it? I was like, I'm a comedian, Ben.
Boom.
Yeah. He's like, no way. You're so brave. No way. I was like, hallelujah. I was like, Benny, I'm not nearly as brave as a man who lets people who think they can drive them around to see if they can. And he was like, well, sure, all I have to do is sit down. And I was like, you're right, I do have to stand up the whole time. And he laughed and laughed. And then he asked me which comedians I liked and didn't like. And I kind of quickly ascertained who he liked and didn't like. And let's be honest, agreed and sold everyone down the river.
So if he was like, I don't like so-and-so, you'd be like, what a fucking
neither,
piece
Benny,
of shit.
Who would? Who could? Who could? Women? Comedians?
Pathetic spineless.
Yes, absolutely. I did everything that he wanted. And also, he was like, at one point, he was like, what did he say that he was like? oh, you said something that was slightly like, ooh. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, but, God.
You know, the way they always do. But he loved Alan Davies. So when he found out that I'd done Alan Davies' show.
Oh, my God.
I mean, did I get no faults or did I just charm Benny? Who's to say? He was lovely. My maneuver, lol, this is how nice he was to me.
My maneuver was
pulling on the right and reverse back 2 car lengths. That's barely a maneuver, man.
I thought a maneuver was like a parallel park.
Indeed. I am brilliant at, but I didn't get show off. And
I'm
so, yeah.
So proud of you.
Oh, my God. When I got back, he did this like dramatic reveal. He was like, he said my full name, middle name and everything.
Mary Joseph.
He was like, Catherine Mary Joseph Beaufort. And then he turned the pad around and he was like, 0 ball. Oh, and I was like, and the 3 children who'd been in waiting to go out with their tests had all failed. So my driving instructor was like, oh my God, I was terrified waiting for you because they all failed.
No.
It was really sad because 2 of them prayed in the waiting room.
Prayed.
I know. I was like, oh my goodness. I guess it's not real. I passed and God doesn't exist. Bye. But my coffee lady, the lady on my road who runs a coffee shop, found out it was my driving test for my instructor and wrote good luck and 2 kisses on the top of my coffee lid. And then when it came back out,
God, you really make it a whole community's project, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Ellen says I'm like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, but...
Yeah. I need success. Me too! Me too!
She didn't say it by the needier part, but it's inferred, I think. I think she thinks I'm Belle from Beauty and the Beast just because I talk to my neighbours and the local business
You don't
owners.
Talk to your neighbours. You go over there to work out and have evenings in.
Listen, I just want to talk. I just want to know the community. Yes, I like a community vibe. Anyway, shout out to Timmy for my gorgeous coffee. And then when I came back, she was waiting outside afterwards to find out and we had a big hug. It was real sweet. What a lovely time. I passed my test. I was honestly, I actually can't talk about it without getting so excited. I'm so relieved it's over, you guys. It was so much of my life.
Look, it's over. You did it. And now life is going to be super easy from now onwards.
Jordan has been ignoring me since 2016.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because
pay attention
because
to me.
Helen loves Diana.
Please pay attention to me.
Do you think one of the listeners would make something of me to go in the collection?
Why am I not getting any attention from Jordan right now? Did you plan this before I came in? Hello? I've shit myself.
Cheap, nice.
I've actually shit myself. I'm pregnant.
Are there?
There's crazy numbers of bears.
It's my dad.
Barely, Jesus. Yeah. That's good.
Please!
And
I'm going to graffiti your tablecloth. I'm actually going to graffiti your tablecloth. Please pay attention to me. What the fuck is this? Please! I feel like I've died.
And do you have listener problems?
I'm going to need a compliment from everyone in here because I'm feeling blocked. I am feeling ignored, and I'm sorry I poured water and took my top off, but this is mad. What the fuck is this? I have something to say. This is so mean. What's happening? I'm gonna fart. I'm gonna fart.
You're facing me, Helen.
How was your podcast, Helen?
Not going very well, actually.
Are you fucking recording now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have one more problem, please.
Let's do 2 more.
No, we don't have time because we have Nathan Fode coming
in. Are you serious? I know Nathan Fode.
I know you know Nathan Fode.
Does he know I'm going to be in?
I don't know if he knows that you're going to be here like this. You guys can do a little handshake before
Can we do it? Can I trick him or prank him?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Nice.
You want to hide behind the curtains?
Yeah, can I actually do that?
Yeah.
That would be so funny. I would actually love to do that.
That would be amazing. Oh my God, if you hide in there and then, oh, while he's on camera. Yes!
We
can
be the new Ellen.
Can we actually do that?
Yes, we have to!
That would be so funny. Because you know what I could do? I could make a sound, like I go, and he goes, what is that? And
then
I could...
Yes! Okay, like Helen
and
in the back of a
I do know him pretty well. We were in a sitcom together. Okay.
Fuck you, Mrs. Fuck you.
Wow. Yeah, eat shit, Horner.
Thank you. Yeah, she probably does. Yeah. So.
If you get to this...
Stop it! That is...
We would like to formally apologize.
That just took a year off my life. That's one of the...
I panicked. I knew that I panicked. I just feel like...
That is one of the worst things that's ever happened to me, you little shit. Were you just on this fucking thing?
Yeah.
You didn't just come here for this. You little wanker.
Say something kind to each other.
Oh, he wins Taskmaster and he thinks he can do whatever he wants.
He brought his trophy for his time on the podcast.
Congratulations on winning.
Stay on mic. Let's stay on mic. Let's stay on mic.
I'll get out of here.
Congratulations to Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Sorry about the prank.
I hated that. I don't like prank. I'm not a prank person. I like tweaked my back when I screamed. That was so horrid and scary, Sam.
So what's the deal? Are you two going to fuck or...?
No. I did ask about massage recently.
She asked about massage. She's getting creepier and creepier, basically. Mm. So it used to be
creepier,
just like...
closer.
It just started like with Morning Cuddy, and I said yes to that because Emma Black said I had to.
Yeah.
But you do come in for Cuddy now sometimes. Like,
I do,
you know,
I do sometimes
do
come in for Cuddy when I think she's feeling sad. And then evening, it's like I do try and slip off to my room in the evening. But
can I quickly interject? When he says, I think she's feeling sad, he's not reading on the subtleties of the situation.
I can't read
I'm
faces.
Crying and I'm saying,
she cry all the
I'm
time.
Really sad.
She cry literally all the time.
Does she cry all the time?
Or pretends Last to, night. You just never know.
Yeah, you never can't know. Be sure.
It's lies.
Yeah.
But now, so the remit, it has expanded to, like, I try and slip off to my bedroom at night, but she runs down the hallway.
Yeah, this
and
has become
I have
a
to
bit
lock,
common.
And then I lock the door, and yeah. then she, like, scrapes and bangs on the door.
Helen!
Sometimes she slips an arm in. Sometimes she fully gets in, so, like...
Oh, the one where I got under your legs the other day.
Anyway, look, it's turned into evening cuddy. And evening cuddy, I'm like, all right, let's just get it over and done with. And then she demands, she kisses. She keeps saying, kissy, kissy, kissy. And I'm like, no, and I have to push her head away.
Jeez. Yeah, and I told you, you should not control women by pushing their head.
I don't know.
Just the cheeky.
She holds her head out and goes, kissy,
no,
kissy.
No, I don't think that's right.
It's not right.
That's
thank
too
you.
Much to expect.
Obviously, it's not right. She
before
knows
you
that.
Go on a date.
No.
Not so trusty, these hogs.
Thank you so much to our executive producers, Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deakin, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, and Madeline Quinn.
And thank you also to our producers, Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bowles, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R., Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina, Lindsay Graham, Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Worf, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Sport, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G., Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony.
Why won't you separate them?
Carrie Sooth,
I
Charlie...
I can't believe you did it 2 weeks in a row. Sorry, keep going. I believe in you. Sorry to the producers.
Carrie Sooth, Charlie A, KC, Haley Worf. Thank you all so much!
Yay! Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com